FFA, the topic with the Pocahontas Area School Spotlight today. Devin Wagner on deck. Right now I have Keegan Jepson with me on the air. Keegan, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. And yourself? You doing all right today?
I'm doing just fine.
Hey, I understand that tomorrow on Tuesday now, the 14th, you guys have something special going on at Pocahontas Area in regards to FFA. What is happening?
That is correct. We are actually having our Green Hand and Chapter Degree Ceremony in our commons here, where we are promoting our Green Hands to chapter members and introducing freshmen into degree Green Hand holders.
Okay, so when you say Green Hands, for those who don't follow FFA that closely, what exactly is that or what age group?
A Green Hand member is a first-year member, so it can be anyone from a freshman to a senior, depending on how long you've been in FFA.
Okay.
You just have to meet certain criteria, and then you can hold your Green Hand degree. And then, to become a chapter member, you have to be a member for at least a year, also, once again, meet a certain list of criteria, and then you'll be able to hold that title. That's the highest title you can hold in a chapter.
And do you have that?
I do.
How long have you been in FFA at Pokey?
I've been in FFA since my freshman year.
Okay, and you live on a farm, Keegan?
I do not. Okay. I work on a farm, but I do not live on a farm.
How's the work going? I mean, how's the as far as the corn, you getting all that done?
We actually just finished our corn about 2 weeks ago, so we've been doing pretty good for ourselves.
Who do you work for?
I work for a man called Mike Karate. He's from Havelock, Iowa.
Okay, sure. Well, Keegan, continued success to you, not only in school, FFA, but everything that goes on with your everyday world. So appreciate your time today, all right?
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome. We'll have Devin Wagner join us right now because it wasn't long ago that Pocahontas Area sent several students to the National Convention. Devin, you were one, correct?
Yes, I am.
So how was it? I mean, how was the convention? How'd things go?
Oh, it was a lot of fun. Had a good time.
Tell me a little bit about it. Give us some highlights for those who would like to hear what the Pocahontas Area students were doing.
We went to Caterpillar. That was pretty cool. We got to see all the big dozers being made and stuff like that. National Convention itself, the convention was pretty cool. Got to go to some workshops, got to talk to some schools and other things, and it was a whole lot of fun, meet new people.
Yeah, you know, you meet new people, but did you cross paths with anyone from the area that, how are you doing, anything like that?
Yeah, actually, we did. We met a couple people that we met from 2 years ago when I went. I met a couple people this year that I did that a couple years ago. It was pretty fun to see them again and get to know them a little bit more.
Very cool. So, Devin, let me ask you, Keegan just a moment ago was talking about Green Hands and the ceremony that you have taking place on Tuesday.
Yep.
Would you highly advise to all the newcomers in FFA to at least do that national convention once?
Oh, yeah, I would recommend it. I was a little iffy about it my first year, and I was like, oh, I'll give it a try. And, you know, people are like, oh, just do it. It's a good time. So I gave it a try, and I really like it. It was really fun.
Well, good. Hey, thanks a lot for the time with the Spotlight today and talking about all things FFA at Pocahontas Area. Devin, to you and Keegan, thanks much for your time. Have a good one.
Yeah, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Pocahontas Area School Spotlight every other week on Mix 101.7.